Namanda, Vatsinamanda. I'll begin my message today by reading one of my favorite passages from Shinran's text, The True Teaching, Practice, and Realization. Shinran Chunin no Kyōgyō Shinshō no hontō ni arigatai, watashi ni totte arigatai, gomon kara, chōmon shite kara, gohwa wo ajimari sase te itadakitai to omimasu. I invite you to join me in gassho at this time. Gassho wo shimashō. Amida Buddha, in the causal stage, made the universal vow, when beings hear my name and think on me, I will come to welcome each of them to my land, not discriminating at all between the poor and the rich and well-born, not discriminating between the inferior and the highly gifted, not choosing the learned and those upholding precepts, not rejecting those who break precepts and whose evil karma is profound. When beings just turn about at heart and often say the Nembutsu, it is as if bits of rubble were turned into gold. Amida Nyōrai wa Inni no toki Guze o tate ni natta Myōgo o kiki Watashi o nenjiru mono o subete Mukai toro to Mazushii mono to Tomeru mono o wate hedaku koto naku Chishiki ya sainou no kougei ni yotte waki hedateru koto naku Hakugaku tanmon no mono mo Kiyorakana kairitsu no mono o waki hedatu koto naku Kairitsu o yabutta mono mo Tsumi bukai mono mo waki hedatu koto naku Tada shin o ette nenbutsu sureba Kawara ya koishi o ōgon ni kawaru yō ni shite sukui kudasaru no de aru to nanmanda. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. I'm very much enjoying this time of year here in San Mateo because we have kind of autumn weather. I'm from Minnesota originally, where we have very brisk autumn weather, very short autumn, and then a long winter. ここサンマテオの生活は秋が本当に感じていて、私にとって楽しいことでございます。The most recent place before coming to San Mateo that really had this kind of autumn where the leaves change colors and you get to experience a little bit of cooler breezes blowing in all of a sudden was in Kyoto when I was studying a few years ago in my ministerial training. 私がこの前こういう秋を感じてたところと言いますと、私、お僧侶になる時の勉強をする京都のところでした。
And so in Kyoto, at this time of year, and throughout Japan, it's a time where a lot of places have their school festivals.
まあ、この秋の時期はよく学祭とかがありますね。学校の、楽しい祭りみたいなところがあるんですね。
And the place where I studied to become a minister, a place called Chuo Bukyo Gakuin, we also had a kind of autumn festival, autumn school festival.
私がその開教師になるために勉強した中央仏教学院のところもこの秋の学校の祭りがありました。
And so for me, I thought it would just be like a one weekend thing. You know, maybe we would, you know, have a few things, play some games. It would just, you know, I was looking on the calendar. Oh, okay, in the fall we'll have this festival, and I thought it would just kind of come and go and just sort of pass by without notice.
私がこの秋の祭りがあったら、まあじゃあ、一週間ぐらい準備して、そして、まあそれで、まあちょこっと遊んで終わる、みたいなことですね。
Little did I know that from the start of the fall semester, the whole life of the school revolved around preparing for this autumn festival. して、その秋の学期に入ったら、こう完全に学校がこの、まあ、浮欲の集いという祭りなんですけど、まあ、祭りと言わないんですけど、こういう学祭ですけど、本当に学校の中心となったんですね。And so I found this for myself a little bit strange because I thought I came all the way from America to study Buddhism and all we're doing is preparing for this festival.で私はまあ仏教を勉強するためにこっちにわざわざアメリカから来ているのでこのまあ祭りみたいなものを準備するのは時間がもったいないですかと状態ないじゃないですかと私が思っていました。So we had each class had to prepare some sort of a performance. してまあ各クラスがなんか出し物を準備して and of course we had food.So each class was responsible for a food booth. そして、まあ、ほとんどのクラス、全部のクラスはなんか食べ物も売ることになったんですね。We didn't have any health inspection, so people who ate there were really eating at their own risk. そして、まあ、その衛生局の、検査とかなかったから、まあ、自己責任で食べたということですね。And then we had different groups like the calligraphy group, the tea ceremony group, the flower arranging group. They all put together displays or prepared kind of things. People could come and drink tea or look at calligraphy or enjoy arranged flowers. で、角愛好会とか、茶道愛好会とか、書道愛好会。がいろいろな綺麗な衝動を作ったり花を生けたりそのお茶の席を用意したということがあったんですね。So all these things were happening, and I was thinking about it now. I think this sounds kind of familiar. You know, the whole has got a bunch of Buddhists together. They're preparing food. They're preparing performances. They're getting ready for a big festival. It's kind of like a temple, right? Any temple has these sort of activities. But at the time, I thought, this is so bizarre. You know, what are we doing? I was getting more and more kind of frustrated. But so I kind of took refuge in the one group that I thought was really great, that I was a part of. So I didn't do calligraphy. I didn't do tea ceremony. I was part of a group called the Gonshiki Aikokai. So...まあ私がその茶道とか華道とか書道はやってなかったですけど、ゴンシキ愛好会というグループあったんですね。Can you guess what the ゴンシキ愛好会 is about? It's the ritual and chanting group. これはお勤めのグループですね。So people who really love ritual and chanting. How geeky is that, right? してまあそのお勤めのオタクみたいな集まりですね。But so we prepared this very traditional service from the Tendai tradition. Actually, our Jodo Shinshu way of chanting comes from the Tendai school of Buddhism, which is the school of Buddhism that Shinran belonged to before he left Mount Hiei. して私たちが準備したのは Tendai Shomyo。まあ、浄土真宗のお勤めは天台から流れてきますね。天台宗というのは親鸞聖人が比叡山を出た前に天台宗のお坊さんでしたね。So, we had this, we were preparing and we were working very hard. And our teacher was getting more and more frustrated because we weren't doing very well. So you could tell that as the day approached, the amount of times he would kind of burst out and start yelling at us during practice increased.そしてこの浮欲の集いの日が近づいてくると先生が怒る旅がどんどん多くなってきます。You know, and there was inevitably, I did it 2 years, and both years there was always that moment of, you know, are we even gonna do this year? Are you guys even gonna be ready? そしてまあ毎年のように先生が怒って皆さんが本当にこれをやりますか?ちゃんと準備はしていないからとかと起こったことがあったんですね。To kind of light a fire under us. まあ私たちを励むこともあったんですね。So finally the day arrived and we had all of this crazy things going on. It was a lot of fun, but you know, there was also a lot of stress for people. People were arguing about, you know, the right way to cook cook a, one of our group was making chijimi, which is kind of like a Korean pancake, and there were arguments about the right way to cook it, the right way to prepare the batter. So して, まあ、確かに、あの、その準備を、あの、その、食べ物の生地を作るとかの正しい言い方は、作り方は意見の不一致のところ、意見の異なるところがあって、みんながちょっと怒ったりすることがあったんですね。And so there was all of this.Kind of a stress and anxiety. There was also a lot of fun. But for me, I was kind of feeling a little bit overwhelmed by all of this.
まあ私が心の中にちょっとあの、まあ、混乱してたことがあったんですね。
And then, so in the middle of the day, we had our service where we put on our, all of our formal robes. We went into the hondo at the school and we prepared this special service that we did, this special service that we were doing.
そして、あの、この、まあ、冬くんの集いの真ん中に、私たちがその本堂の中に入って、まあ、ちゃんと衣を着て、あの、お勤めをしたんですね。
And in the middle of that service, we'd practice and practice, so we almost knew it by heart, and I found myself able to just kind of let go of all my thoughts and just reflect on the meaning of the text that we were chanting.
そしてその場であの、まあ、全部準備してもうほぼ覚えるように、まあ、毎回毎回練習してその場で本番になってもう全部忘れてこの五問だけを味わいながらお勤めしたんですね私が。
And it was this passage that we were chanting was this passage I read at the start of my talk.
そしてあのこのお勤めした分は私のが今日のあお法話の一番最初のところに拝読した文でした。
And the, when I came to this last line, it really kind of struck me deep in my heart.
そして私が一番最後のところに届いたら心に響いたんですね。
It says, when beings just turn about at heart and often say the 念仏。
まあ人がその心が展開してよく念仏を申すことですね。
It is as if bits of rubble were turned into gold.
瓦や壊れた瓦や小石が黄金になるようにですね。
So I thought that, oh, this is what it's all about. This is what it's been all about. All of this frustration and anxiety and all of that has been transformed into this wonderful experience for the people who come here. It's not about us.And, you know, our, you know, getting something for ourselves, but rather this is about offering something to our community, offering our celebration of the Buddha and the Dharma in the service, but also offering tasty food and funny, entertaining skits and beautiful flower ceremony. All of that is something that we're offering to the community. So all of that frustration, arguments, and getting yelled at, all of that has now been transformed.Into something beautiful, a beautiful experience for those who come here to this school, which is really a temple.
そして、あの、まあ、この、みんないろいろ怒られたり、まあ、苦労したり、あの、ちょっと辛い思いをしたりする中で、この楽しいイベントが出来上がって、このみんなが本堂の中に入ってお勤めを聞かれて、そういう素晴らしいイベントがみんなに提供することができました。
And I believe that the reason that was possible is because in the midst of all that chaos and all that hard work, at the center was Amida Buddha.
私がこれができたというのは、いろいろな、まあ、混乱と、まあ、怒られたりとか、苦労したり中で、この阿弥陀如来が中心となった場所でしたね。
So now I'd like to reflect on what this has to say for our Shotsuki Hoyo service, this monthly service that we observe in remembrance of those who passed away during the month of November.
そして今日の Shotsuki Hoyo はこれことは本当に関連していると思います。
So we all have in our lives, we experience these little bits of rubble, these times in our life that are like little rocks or broken roof tiles.Where things just aren't going our way. We're frustrated, we're angry, maybe we get yelled at, maybe we yell at somebody, but we have these moments where we realize that we're very human and we're immersed in a life of greed, anger, ignorance.
で、まあ、私たちがみんなこういう、あの、まあ、 壊れたコアラとか恋しいのような瞬間があるんですね。まあ怒ったり怒られたり、まあ本当に煩悩具足のお足しであるということがあるんですね。
So perhaps, there's a loss of a job.
例えば、仕事が失ったり、
or, an argument with a good friend or a loved one.
して、まあ家族とか友達と喧嘩したりすることですね。
And today we remember the passing of loved ones. Perhaps when we reflect back on that time, it was a time when there was great sadness and loneliness. A time perhaps we felt that our whole world had been reduced to bits of rubble.
そして今日は正月法要というのは、まあ、戦没者、家族とか友達とか、お母さん、お父さん、お母さんが亡くなったことを忍び耐えるようなお参りですね。その時も私たちの人生はもう全部砕けて、まあ、壊れた瓦とか小石のようなものになってしまったことがあるんですね。
And yet that moment of sadness, that sad parting with a loved one, has brought us here right now. It's provided that cause and condition for us to come together here in front of the Buddha to hear the Dharma.
しかしその悲しいことがご縁になって、愛してる人とお別れがご縁になって、この本堂に来られて仏様の御教えを聴聞する機会となってあります。
We're gathered here to comfort each other and to hear the 念仏。
ここに集まってるというのは、お互いに助け合い、お互いに念仏を聴聞する場ですね。南無阿弥陀仏。
This is the voice of the Buddha, reminding us that in the midst of all the difficulties of our life, there lies the potential to realize immeasurable peace and bliss.
南無阿弥陀仏。人生の中のいろいろな苦しいこと、悲しい、辛いことがある中で、私たちがその中から無量の悲しみ、無量の喜び、無量の 安らぎ、無量の安心の心が生まれてくるという真実があります。
Through the 念仏, those bits of rubble,of our sadness and hardship are transformed into that golden peace of mind that is lasting and immeasurable.
お念仏の中で私たちの、この煩悩具足の悲しい苦しい心が永遠に輝く黄金の知恵と慈悲の心になる、その安心感が生まれてくるということですね。
So in our lives we face difficulties. It's the first noble truth taught by Shakyamuni Buddha that we will face difficulties. And all Buddhist teachings, any Buddhist tradition offers a path to transform those difficulties, to realize peace of mind.
まあ、釈迦さんが説かれた、まあ、最も最初に説かれたと言われている教えは、人生は苦しみが必ずある。で、仏法というのは、仏道はいろいろあるんですけど、どうやってその苦しみから安心して喜ぶの人生に届くという道が説かれています。
For us, we're fortunate to receive this 念仏 teaching, which can be our guide, which can be our way of transforming those bits of rubble of our sadness and difficulty into the gold of lasting peace and bliss.
私たちを念仏をいただくものは、この阿弥陀様の働きによって、私の苦しみが永遠に続く、輝く、安心の心になるということですね。
This time I invite you to join me in Gassho and listening to the sound of the 念仏, which will transform all of our rubble into gold.
そして、合唱して念仏を聴聞しましょう。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。南无阿弥陀仏。